Sukkot, that if you have a Karubis of Yavish B'Yavish, maybe Mina, it's Batul Chadish, right? And we say the meaning, the Shishim and the Shach had two opinions, whether the Shishim is the Reis or the Rabbanon, and he holds that it's only the Rabbanon, so they reply. So the Shach in Sukkot and Hey refers you to a Machloikis in Shulchan Aruch and Hilchos Pesach. In Tochmem Zayin, the Gemara says in Sochem Dachlam that we hold that this Xer the Rabbana Chometz be Pesach is the Mashahu. This Chometz be Pesach be Mashahu, that Chumra mid the Rabbana only applies to Lach Balach, or does it even apply to Yavish be Yavish? So it's a Machlekes. So the Machlekes is because Chometz is the Mashu. Machlekes is not because Chometz is also Bahanoah. Things that are also Bahanoah are also Botul Chad Betray. There's no Alocha that is Suri Hanoah, not Botul Chad Betray. If it's Isuri Hanoah that a Chatich Ruyel is Kabir, a Dovah Shadimini, a Dovah Hoshu, then it's not Botul even if it's not Isuri Hanoah. So the Loshon of the Shach is not Meduyah. The Shach says, Kotnehe writes, Hatur Hevi Machlekes Hapos Gabi Isuri Hanoah Chometz Betes Okei HaGabni. It's not because it's Tzatzim Hanoah, because it's B'mashahu. That's why there's a Machlekes. Maybe the Chumra B'mashahu was only instituted when you have Lach B'lach. So every spoonful of soup that you're drinking, you know, B'vado is that you're drinking some Chometz. Achatzi Shira is Asman HaTorah. But it's Batal B'shishim. So they made a Chumra M'der Abon HaMashahu. So maybe that Chumra was only instituted when you have Lach B'lach, when it's Bleeless, every spoonful you're eating Trefus. But it was a Terubus of Yavish B'Yavish. So you can say Azlina Basaruba, the odds are 2-1 that I'm eating kosher food, it has nothing to do with Bitul Beroiv. Or should I say no? So that's it. So I just thought the Loshon of the Shach is in Meduyah. That he says, Isuri Hanoah, Kivon Chomets, Vikayetze Bozeh. It's not Isuri Hanoah, means Dvorim that Asurim and Mashu, where the Mashu applies to Yavish B'Yavish. Okay. So yesterday that was, I just left out from Kuftes. Yesterday we left off in the middle of Svek Sveke. So we developed the two theories behind Svek Sveke. One was the Prima Godim and the Ginas Veradim, and his little Sefer Ginas Veradim writes, according to the Rambam's opinion, that the Sofik Deraisa Luchumra itself is only a Din Medirabon, and we can understand very easily why Svek Sveke is Lakula. Because if it would have been Chad Sofik, it would have been only maximum, would have been a Nisa Derabonon. Once you have a Svek Sveke, so it's a Sveke Derabonon Lakula. Exactly, it sounds like a pshetl. Exactly, this whole Kadvarm Hoela says the Feirish in the Ra'o. The Ra'o in the Beder Kabayis denies the whole institution of Svek Sveke. He says there is no such din Svek Sveke, but the rice is Lakula. The Gemara in Zvachem and Dafayim Dalet, that's a din of Shtei Tarubis, that's a different voice. That the Tabashal Abba Dezor is B'mashu, not bottles, the Chumers, and never, they only went so far with the Zera. They didn't go so far to Asa Tarubis Shni and Tarubis Shlishi. It's nothing. The Gemara calls it Svek Sveke, but it really has nothing to do with Svek Sveke. The Gemara in Ksubis that says Beferi Svek Sveke Lakula, he says no, that's because even Chat Sveke Sofik Deraisa Luchumra in that case would only be Med Rabbanan. In a normal case he disagrees with the Rambam. Normal case he holds the Sveke Deraisa Luchumra is Med Deraisa, and then he applies the Klal in the Mishnah and Taris Sofik Tumim B'shul Sayachat Sveke Tomei Afilu Svek Svek Sveke Kol Sveke Shat Yochel Harbis, everything is Tomei Vadai. So he says the same thing as Sufik Deraisa Luchumra Med Deraisa. The Kama Sveke Shat Yochel Harbis, pile up as many Sveke as one is still going to be Luchumra Med Deraisa. Each Sofik, you pass in Luchumra, Luchumra, Luchumra. You go all the way down, just like Sofik Tumishu Sayachit. The Gemara in Ksubas Daftes Amad Aleph, the Gemara says if it's a Chat Sveke, they married the girl and made the Kiddushin before she was 3 years old, so it's Vadai Tachtav, just the Sofik Beratzan of the Yoinus. Or if he's a Koyin, so it doesn't help if it's Boinus, just a Shadow by the Tachtav and a Tachtav. So the Gemara says if it's Chat Sveika she'll be Asur Labaila. If he says Pesach Pasuch Matzasi, so it's a Shavi Anapshe Chaticha Di Isura. So he says that's only the Rabbanon to begin with. Why? Because Taisus on the Daf Yester Kasha and Testament Aleph, the woman has a Cheskas Heter. The first 3 years of her life she was not Nivalol Apostle of Sola. She was not a Saita. When she was single, for sure she was not a Saita. Before the age of 3, for sure she was not Nivalol Apostle of Sola. So why not Shtelav Chazoke? So the Ra'oh, so Taisa gives an answer. So the Ra'oh says, no, the answer is Menatari Du Shtelav Chazoke. It's only my loss of B'yuchsin. So we mentioned yesterday, that expression, my loss of B'yuchsin in the Gemara usually is formulated, that formula is mentioned in the Gemara with respect to Psulei Kohanim, that you're Machmar Kohanim. And here he says, Benegir to Soita Labaila. Benegir to Soita Labaila, he uses the expression, my loss of B'yuchsin.
So he says, if you have chatzveik min haTorah, it's muter because she has a cheskas heter. The first 3 years of her life, for sure she was muteris, and before she got married, for sure she wasn't a soita labayla. So min haTorah, everything is lahakal. The whole sofik deraisa lechumra here is only midirabbanan. So once you have a svek sveka, so it's a sveka derabbanan lekulu. He has exactly what the Prima Godim says within the Rambam, because the Rambam holds that every sveka deraisa is lechumra only midirabbanan. So the Prima Godim says every svek sveka is a sveka derabbanan. So the Ra'ah says it on this one Gemara. And in other cases, he denies the whole existence that it did. He said he crosses out a whole siman from the Shulchan Aruch. There is no din of svek sveka lekulu. Doesn't exist. So we don't hold like that. We have siman kuf yud. We have a din of svek sveka lekulu. So the Prima Godim gave his explanation according to the Rambam. We usually assume not like that Rambam. We usually assume sveka deraisa lechumra is a din min haTorah. So what's the bir hadova? Why should svek sveka be lekulu? So he mentioned yesterday. The Frei Yeshua and Silva's Daftes, when he keeps on talking about the Silva's Svek Sveker, he always refers it to the Shach and Simi Kufyur, he quotes the Chuvas Arashba, that Svek Sveker is Mitam Roiv. So we spoke about a little bit yesterday, why shouldn't everybody agree to this Rashba, Svek Sveker Mishnei Shemus? Well, because we don't really know what the percentages are, just on the blackboard, on paper, it's either A or B, and within B it could be either C or D, so it's 50-50 and 25-25, adds up to 75-25. But we don't know what we're talking about. Who says that A and B is 50-50? Who says that C and D is 50-50? That's what the Shev Shmaitzer points out. In the first Shmaitzer, he quotes a kasha from Achronim that Tosis writes on Tzubas Daf Tesem and Aleph, he could only be mitzaref a sofik to a svek sveker to make a kula. Tosis does hold from the din of svek sveker. He could only be mitzaref a sofik if it's a sofik ashakul. If it's a 50-50 sofik, what if you know what the percentages are? It's 75-25. So you cannot be mitzar such a suffix to a svek svek. Shana is gepaskin in favor of the 75. So the Shev Shmaitzer and the first Shmaitzer poses a kasha. If you all like the Rashba, that svek svek and mitam roiv. So let's say you have one suffix is 50-50. The other suffix doesn't have to be 50-50. If the other suffix is 75-25, so it'll no longer be 50-50. It'll be 65-35. 65 is already good. Go Basar Rav, 65 is also good, right? So why does Tosfos insist that this both Svekas have to be Sofik HaShokul, even if you know Bevadai that one of them is not a Sofik HaShokul? The first Sofik was 50-50, the Sofik will tip the scale and then make it already a Rav. So the Shev Shmaitzer quotes a Teretz from earlier Achreinim. We don't know, let's say the first Sofik is it A or B, and then within B is it C or D, and C or D we know is 75-25. But you didn't know in the first place that A and B is 50-50. You don't know what it is. You write down on paper, on a blackboard you write, it's either A or B, or within B it could be C or D, so it's 50-50 and 25-25. He says, that only works, we're guessing, we don't know what we're talking about. We never took a survey. So that kind of a svek sveker is only good if to the best of our knowledge, there is no roiv in one direction or the other. But once you know that one of the svekers has a roiv, the other sofik you don't know in the first place that it was 50-50. There were two logical possibilities. So if everything goes with logical possibilities, then svek svek and mitam roiv. But if you know bevadois that one of them is not a 50-50, then the jig is up. Then the whole svek svek and mitam roiv doesn't work. That's what he quotes from the Achrayim. So that's the famous explanation. The Prima Godim gives his explanation that svek svek and mitam svek and derabon lekula only is valid within the Rambam Shita, and we usually don't think like that Rambam. We usually assume Sveka deraisa lechumra itself is a din min haTorah. The Ra'ah is out of the question. We don't hold like the Ra'ah. We hold Svek Svek is lekula. We hold there's no such din. And then this Rashba, Svek Svek and Mitam Rov, it's really problematic. We don't know what the percentages are. Who says that there is such a din? That you say logical possibilities. It could be A or B, it could be C or D. We don't know what we're talking about. So that's called a Rov. So it's shaky. So is there any other beer for Svek Sveker? So Reb Shimon Shkop has a famous beer in his Sefer. He's just missing a Pasuk. So the Pasuk was volunteered by the Sefer Haredim. Sefer Haredim was one of early Achredim, late Rishonim, whatever, lived in Eretz Yisrael, I think. So the Sefer Haredim has a minyan mitzvahs. He lists off all the mitzvahs. Have to do with the eyes, all the mitzvah have to do with the ears, all the mitzvah have to do with the tongue, all the mitzvah have to do with the legs. A different style of listing of the mitzvahs. And he lists off which mitzvahs are in our Torah, which mitzvahs are in the Rabbanon. The Chai Yodim wrote a kitzur Sefer Haredim. Reads much easier than the Sefer Haredim. So in the Sefer Haredim, he has in his long binyan mitzvahs, he has a mitzvah of Acharta V'Chayim. HaKadosh Baruch Hu tells Bnei Yisrael, Reina Sata Lefanecha, HaChayim V'Hatoy V'Hara, HaChayim V'Hamobis of Acharta V'Chayim. So he counts that as one of the mitzvahs. What kind of a mitzvah is that of Acharta V'Chayim? So he says, the mitzvah is, whenever you have a Sveika Deraisa, you should go to Chumri. So he holds that Sveika Deraisa Luchumri is a dim in Atar, but he holds it's not the original dim. It's not because we said over yesterday the mashal from the Mesilas Yishon. If a person has a suffix whether his coffee has poison in it, he's going to go and drink the coffee. He can die. That's ridiculous. So if a person has a suffix whether the coffee has a trace of flavor, of course, Sveika Deraisa Luchumri Mederaisa. Spiritually, the macholas hasuris is poison. It'll explode. It'll have a negative effect on his neshama. So that's on the assumption that mashal that the Mesilas Yisharim gives is only valid on the assumption that Yisuri Torah are literally Yisuri Chavtza. So he showed yesterday it's two opinions in the Mechaber and Hilchas Nedarim from the two opinions in the Tshuvas HaRashba, whether all Yisuri Torah are Yisuri Gaber or Yisuri Chavtza. The Gemara in the first daf, the first piece of Gemara in the Dharma just says Shvu is Yisr Gavra and Ned is Yisr Chepsa. It doesn't say what about everything else. So many Rishonim hold that all Yisri Torah are Yisri Gavra. The only thing that's in Yisr Chepsa is Neder. Manish Tana Neder, why in the world should Neder be in Yisr Chepsa? So they explain why, because the Ikara Neder is really Behatzbasa. Your Matvis, this should be like Hegdish. The original Yisr Chepsa is Hegdish. The original Yisr Chepsa is Hegdish, because Kodesh is a property, the thing has Kedusha. So Kedusha is a property that the object has. So Nedarim also is an Yisr Chepsa, not all Yisr Torah. All Yisr Torah is same as Shavuah. It's only Yisr Gavra. But Nedarim are Yisr Chepsa because Nedarim, Nikar HaNed is Bahat Fos. I say the potato chip should be Yisr Alai like Hegdish. And Hegdish is an Yisr Chepsa, that's why. So if you say like that, that all Yisri Torah are only Yisri Gavra, so then there's room to say like the Nesibis, like the Beis HaSofik, the Chabad Das, and the Shev Shmaitz explained within the Rambam, that whenever Sveika Deraisa Lekula, why Sveika Deraisa Lekula? The Torah only prohibits Chazer if you know it's Chazer. If you're not sure, the Torah never said anything about that. So there's no Yisri Chazer. So comes the Sefer Haredim and says, the Rambam is right, but he's not 100% right, he's half right. The Torah only says you're not allowed to eat chazer if it's chazer vada. If it's chazer sofik, the pasuk in chazer doesn't say a word. But there's another pasuk that says rei nasata lefanecha sachaim esama v'satov ara uvachar tevachaim. Whenever there's a sveika derais, you should always choose to go lechumra. That's a new isa. That's not the isa chazer. That's not the isa chazer. It's a new mitzvah v'achar tevachaim. That's how Reb Shimon Shkop works like that. He says le'yoylam we assume sveika derais lechumra is mederais. Not like the Rambam, but yes, like the Rambam. It's not awesome. Itam Chazer, Itam Chazer. The Torah only speaks about Chazer Vade. So it's a new Isser. He doesn't know where it's a new Isser. So the Sefer Haredim tells him where. V'chata v'chai. So that new Isser, that's only if you have a suffix, is it Chazer or not? But if you have a suffix, if you have a suffix, so that's already not called a v'chata v'chai. That's why Sfek Sveik Elohaka. New. A new Hezbo. Okay. Reb Shimon Shkop always goes with the philosophy. Always goes with Higoyin. So that's his famous beer. I'll call upon him, that's how he passed on the halacha. That Sveik Sveik is Lohakel. Yeah. What's the din? We have Sofik the Rabbanu Lekula, we have Sveik Sveik, but the Reis is also Lekula. What's the din of Sofik the Rabbanu Lekula, Keneged HaChazoka? Sofik the Rabbanu Lekula, Keneged HaChazoka. So there are Mishnayis in the Kvoyas, where you have Gimaluge Maim Shuvim Pasala Mikvah Zonim Midi Rabbanon. So what if you have a person that's Tomei, he was Tovel in a Mikvah, and it's a suffix whether the Mikvah was kosher or not kosher. The worst Psula could have is a Psula de Rabbanon of Gimaluge Maim Shuvim. So the Mishnah says you go to Kula, Gimaluge Maim Shuvim is only Midi Rabbanon. It's a question, what about Rubo Shov, what about Kulo Shov? That's a Machloik, it's a big fat thesis in Boga Basra. Machleg is the Ri and the Rabbi and the Tam, Machleg is the Mechaba and Ramah. The Ramah is Machmed, that Kulo Shov, Aruba Shov is their ice. But leaving that out, just give Maluge Maim Shuvim. If you have a mikveh that's not yet Sholem, a mikveh that's Chaser, and you're pouring Gimaluge Maim Shuvim, so then the din is it passes the whole mikveh. You have to empty out all the water, till you have less than gimel lugim, and then you have to start all over again by filling up the mikveh with mayim shir. So the Mishnah says if you have a suffig mayim shuv, and you go lahakal, even though the man was becheskas tumah. So the a few other mishnayos like that also tumas ayadayim, also like that, a couple of mishnayos. So the achrayim assume it's not really the feirish in Rishon. The achrayim assume the shach and the taz. The shach is over here. The simikuf yud when he gives you all the klolim of svek and he throws in svek of the rabban lakula also, and the taz and the hilchas malicha. So they all assume that mishnah that says sofek maim shuvim lahakal afilu keneged hazake. That's a special kula by maim shuvim because maim shuvim is a chumra on top of a chumra, and you have all kinds of kulas. That's what we discussed yesterday. The Mishnah Melech develops a whole theme of svek svek and the rabbanon lechumra. If the svek svek is leaning towards lechumra, it's either A or B, and if it's A, it's absolutely awesome. And even if it's B, it could still be that it's awesome. It's either C or D. So it's 50-50, and then it's 75-25 lechumra. So just like you say, if it's svek svek lekula b'deraisa, if it's leaning towards the kula tzad, so you say svek svek b'derabbanon lechumra. If svek svek and tam roiv, so roiv lahachmer is lahachmer. Roiv lahakel is lahakel. Whatever direction the roiv goes, that's the Mishlam Melech developed that idea. It sounds funny when you tell people, a svek svek b'derabbanon lechumra, how can it be? A svek svek b'deraisa is lekula. How can it be a svek svek b'derabbanon? No, two different svek svekas. Svek svek lekula b'deraisa is because it's leaning in that direction. If you have a svek svek b'derabbanon, that's leaning in the direction of Isa. So the Mishlam Melech says he would go lechumra. Either Mishnah says b'feirish not so. So he says, yeah, the Mishlam Melech says that's by the Mishnah, by Yodayim, that's the Mishnah by Maim Shuvim, that's special kulas. Special kulas. But by a normal din derabbanon, the din would have been svek svek lekula. So that's over here also. The Mishnayis and Mikvoyes have a machlekes hatanoim by the Tomei who has a cheskas tumah. What would you say? Would you say sofek maim shuvim lekula or not? And we pass, can you go lekula even though it's keneged hachazoka? If it would have been a normal svek derabbanon lekula, you wouldn't apply it keneged hachazoka. But maim shuvim, it's an isa derabbanon kal, it's a psul kal. So therefore we would be mekel even if it's a sofik derabbanon keneged hachazaka. So there's a famous taz in Hilchos Melicha. Taz has a discussion. A woman, years ago the women used to salt the flesh themselves. The butcher didn't salt to the women. I remember my mother salting the flesh. It wasn't centuries ago. I wasn't born so many years ago. So the taz has a shaila. The woman cooked the flesh and then she starts to think, did I salt the flesh? I don't remember if I salted the meat. She doesn't remember she salted the meat. Well, now she cooked the meat already. So that's too late to salt the meat now. But the worst it could be is only Dam Shad Bishla, we paskin is only the Rabbanon. By the Sfardim, they're still fighting about it. But the Dam Shad Bishla is their Isa, the Rabbanon. But the Ashkenazim, we follow the Ramah. Ramah says that we paskin Dam Shad Bishla is the Rabbanon, the Gemara Menachas, because Dam Avushala is not good for Zrik al Gabi Hamizbech, and the Pasuk prohibits eating Dam because Anina Sati Lechem Lechapar al Hamizbech. So Dam Shad Bishla, we paskin is only the Rabbanon. So the Taz says the woman doesn't remember if she salted the flesh. It's too late to salt it now. She cooked it already. But the worst it could be is Anisa de Rabbanon. So Sveka de Rabbanon Lakula. But that's wrong, Zakta. Because you don't apply Sveka de Rabbanon Lakula. Can I get a Chazaka? So when she got the meat, for sure the meat was full of dam. That's Belishim Sofik. Every behemoth is full of dam. It's Becheska Sisa. You have to salt the meat. So it should really be a Sveka de Rabbanon Lakula. Can I get a Chazaka? Which is not legitimate. So the Taz says, he has a Mishnah in Brachas, he has a Gemara in Brachas Lahakel. A famous Taz. He says, there's a Mishnah in Brachas, a guy was saying Kriyashma, and he doesn't, and he half asleep, and he doesn't remember where he fell asleep in the middle of Kriyashma. He doesn't remember where he left off. So he has to go back. Did he say the first Pasuk? Yeah, first Pasuk. Baruch Shem, he said. V'hafter, he remembers. After V'hafter, he doesn't remember. So let him start from the next Pasuk. Whatever he remembers that he said, he doesn't have to repeat. And from the point on that he doesn't remember, so let him say from there on. So what happens is if he said, Uchsaptam amazuzas beisecha b'sharecha, half asleep, he doesn't remember whether he's holding the end of the first parasha, or the end of the first Uchsaptam amazuzas, or the second Uchsaptam amazuzas. So if he doesn't remember, so you got to go back to the first Duchsaftam and go weiter. What if he's saying Duchsaftam is Yemad Yubi Mechmi Mevinechem? As he's saying Duchsaftam, he doesn't remember what he's up to, but he keeps on mumbling on Yubi Mechmi Mevinechem. So obviously, Sirche Nokat. The Rav is that he's going weiter means he says Kriyashma in his sleep, unfortunately. He doesn't daven with Kavan, he doesn't say Kriyashma with Kavan. So since he said Duchsaftam, while he says Duchsaftam, he doesn't remember whether the first or the second has a suffix. But if he keeps on going and he says, Man Yibay Mechem, obviously, he's by the second one. So that's a Ruba Dalesa Kamon. That's a probability. Sirche Nokat, the person does his routine. So the Taz says over here also, you have a Sofik Derabbanan, it's Dam Shebishlo now. The worst it could be is an Issa Derabbanan, Dam Shebishlo. You don't apply Sofik Derabbanan, the Kula Kinegin HaChazaka. The Behemah for sure is Becheskas that it's full of Dam. But Ruba Bechazaka, Ruba Adif. If you have a Raiv that contradicts a Chazaka, I have a Sofik in a situation, what are the facts? And the Raiv tells me the facts are like this, and the Chazaka tells me the facts are like that. And I have no way of ascertaining what the facts are. So we, there's a machlekes hatanaim, right? Man, the rabbanon, we pass from ruba v'chazaka, ruba od, if the roiv wins. So this sirchei nakat, a person has a routine, and a person always does his routine. A person says, achsaptam abuzi b'sech shalom man yubay mech mev nechem. Obviously, it's up to the second achsaptam, it's not in the first month. He wouldn't continue the man yubay mechem. So the Taz says, the women at home have their routine. Even if they're not all there, even if they're half sleepy, they know. You get the meat from the butcher, then you salt it, then you wash it off, then you cook it. No woman cooks the meat before for a religious woman. If she just got married and the first time in her life that she's supposed to salt the meat, and she doesn't remember, so you can't say sirchei nakat. But if she's already married for 20 years, so the ruba d'leisa kamon is that sirchei nakat. That's the Taz, famous entertaining Taz. The Shach doesn't give a whole story. The Shach just says that's the rule. The Sveka Darabon Lekula does not apply an Erech Hazaka Fartik. He doesn't give a whole Maisa Shahoya. So they both say it like that. The Sveka Darabon Lekula does not apply Keneged HaChazaka. The Shail is, what would you say regarding Svek Sveka Bederaisa? Maybe Svek Sveka Bederaisa is better than Sveka Darabon Lekula. So maybe you should even say Svek Sveka Lekula Keneged HaChazaka.
In the case of the Mikvah, wasn't the Mikvah that asked us how to before?
I guess not. We're talking about a mikveh. We're not sure if it had gimel lugam ayim shum before it became nismale. Gimel lugam only passing a mikveh if it's chosir. If it doesn't yet have them so. So we're in the process, we have a mikveh and we're filling it up. And then we have a suffix. Before the mikveh filled up the mem so, maybe someone poured in gimel lugam before we even got the first base. So the mikveh is not that case. The mikveh is not. You're talking a different case. The Mishnah has mikveh shenimdad v'nimtza chaser. I have a mikveh and the rabbi checked it and he knows that it has memsor. Then a couple of weeks go by. Now we see it doesn't have memsor. So when did it change? So that's the cheskas moly. But here, this is a different case. These Mishnahs talk. It's simply a suffix if it ever was kosher. So that's a shaila. What would you say regarding the din of a svek sveke keneged hachazoka? So let's see, there's a Ramah in my edition of the Yoridei, it's page Reish Samach Aleph. There's no Ramah here for four pages, there's only Shach and Shach. So he has svek sveke is lekula vafilu hoyelo cheskas isur. Even if you have a svek sveke keneged hachazoka, it's still gal hakel, and it gives you an example. The example that he gives, hinktunta, it's not a good example. It's not a correct example. So that's what they all jump on their Ramah. It's not a correct example. He says, nonetheless, yesh lahatam kach svek sveke, yesh lahatam kach svek sveke. So there are those who disagree. There's a long shot that those who disagree. The mashal that he gave is not a good mashal. And the major machlokes harishonim, where the svek sveke is muta keneged hachazaka. Yeah, what's the shaila over here? Is svek, according to the Prima Gaudim, is mamish identical. Svek sveke is sveke de rabbanon lekula. It's exactly the same. So there's no room to distinguish. So you can't say like the Ramah. So obviously the Ramah thinks not so. Not like the Prima Gaudim, that svek sveke lekula is not identical with sveke de rabbanon lekula. It's a different head. Either like the Rashba, that svek sveke mitam roiv. So ruba v'chazaka ruba. If you all like the Rashba, that svek sveke mitam roiv. Then Ruba Bachazaka Ruba Adif, then we understand this Ramah. Even if you hold like Reb Shimon Shkop with the Sefer Charedim, also there's room to understand. It's a better heter. Svek Sveke somehow is a better heter than Sveke the Rabbanon Lekula. Then we had the Ramah had a Machlokes HaRishonim. What's the din of Svek Sveke by Adova Sheyesh Lematirin? Where was that? Someone found it the other day here. Sifres. It says page Resh Nun Ches in this edition. The last line on the Ramon, page Resh Nun Ches, he writes, Yeshomim, Dovash Yeshom Atirin, Ein Lahat Mekach Svek, Svek, Ev Tag Lachmar Mob, Lutzarch, Mechash Yesh Lahat Tabalav Hafi. So that's a Mefurish and Machlek Zerishayim. In the beginning of Beitza. He said over the Gemara, in the beginning of Beitza, it says, Beitza Shinol the Beyond of his Asura. The Gemara has four reasons why. Why my time is Beis Hill? What's wrong? Bisham is a Beitza Shinol the Beyond of Muteris. My time is Beis Hill? So the Gemara has four reasons. So one reason is that it's Menatar, and all the others say it's only Midirabbana. So the Gemara says, how can it be Midirabbana? There's a Beferish of Braisa that says, Sveiko Asura. If you have a Sofik, whether the Beitza was an Alda Beyond of Ben Alda Beyer of Yantav, Sigo, Lechumre, Sveikum Asura, Bishlaim, where the Gemara says, if you hold that Beitza Shinol the Beyond of Zanisa Deraisa, so Sofik Deraisa Lechumre. But if you hold Beitza Shinol the Beyond of the other three reasons, that's only with the Rabbanon, so let it be a Sveika the Rabbanon Lekula. So the Gemara says, no, it's a Dov Sheish Lamatirin, and a Sofik, the Rabbanon Lekula, doesn't apply to a Dov Sheish Lamatirin. But then the Braisa continues, and it says, Sveika Asura, and Sarva Bacheris, 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 Kulam Asuras. So Taisus and all the Rishonim are bothered with Akasha. They thought that the Sarva Bacheris, Bacheris, Bacheris is a Hemshech of the first line. It says Sveiko Asura, Misafik, because you don't say Safik the Rabbanu Lekula by Dov Sheish Matira. Then it says the Sarva Bacheris, that Beitza, which is the Safik and all the Beyantav, Safik and all the Erev Yantav, is the Sarva Bacheris, is Kulam Asuras. Why? But it's a Sveik Sveik already. First, it's a Safik whether it's an Olda Beyantav. I'm not sure. And then that Beitza, the Safik and Olda Beyantav, was in Sarva Bacheris, so let it be a Sveik Sveik. So Tosfos says, no, you're reading the Braisa incorrectly. Sveik Asura, period. Semicolon. Sarva Bacheris goes on Vado, it doesn't go on Sveik Sveik. But if you would really, truly have a Sveik Sveik, it will be a Safik and Olda Beyantav, Safik and Olda Beyar Beyantav, Shin and Sarva Bacheris. You have a Safik Ech Beguf, a Safik Ech Betarub, so it'll be a Sveik Sveik. It'll be muta, despite the fact that you're talking about a Dov Sheish L'matir. So other Rishonim said, no, you can leave the bright way it says. Sveiko Asura, the Sveiko was in the Sarva Bacheris, and it's still not muta mitam Sveik Sveiko. So the Rivet came up, the Rivet on the bottom of the Rif, in Beitza, the beginning of Beitza came up with his Heinfall. Safik Echa Begufa, Safik Echa Betarub, doesn't constitute a Sveik Sveiko. That's what the Mechaba quotes on Siftes, that Rivet. Is not a valid Sveik Sveika. Other Rishonim came up with a different teretz. The Mordechai came up with a different teretz, and he says that Sveik Sveika Lohakel doesn't work with Dov Sheish L'Matir, just like Sveika the Rabban Lekula doesn't work. So Sveik Sveika Lohakel also doesn't work with Dov Sheish L'Matir. So it's Mufurish HaMachlekes and Rishonim, where the Sveik Sveika is Lohakel but Dov Sheish L'Matir. Rav Soloveitchik used to say, there's another machlekes also on the first perik in Ksubis. The Gemara has that expression, my loss of Beyuchsen. The Gemara talks about Mamzeris. My loss of Beyuchsen about Mamzeris. Not about Soita Labailo. That's the Ra'oh has that lotion. Soita Labailo, my loss of Beyuchsen. The Asadisha Labailo. The Gemara has it on Shtuki Basufi. A Sophic Mamzer, the Gemara says in the last perik in Kiddushin. Sophic Mamzer is Mutam and Ater. It's only awesome in the Rabbana. So if you have a Shtuki, Shtuki knows who the mother is. And when he asked, who's my father? So the mother says, don't ask any questions. So we don't know. Is the father, did she have relations with her brother, with her father? Is the child a mamzer? Well, she had relations with a single boy, or a married person, not an arayas, and the child is not a mamzer. So whenever you have a shtuki, so it's a suffix mamzer. You have an asufi, asufi means they left the baby on the steps of the police station. We don't know who the parents are, you don't know who the father is, you don't know who the mother is. That's called an asufi. So whenever you have an asufi, you have a shtuki, so it's a sufik mamza. So sufik mamza is mutam in Atara, and there's a chumra midirabbanan, the shtuki basufi. I'm not allowed to marry kosher, I'm not allowed to marry a mamza. We pass on different opinions in the Tanoim and the Mishnah. We pass on a shtuki basufi is really a big trouble. He can only marry a gyaris. He can't marry a kshera because maybe he's a mamzer. He can't marry a mamzeres, maybe he's not a mamzer. Mid rabbanan, you go lechumer. So, min haTorah, shtuki basufi is muta to marry either a mamzeres or a kshera. He's muta to marry either. And the famous Shev Shmaitze quotes from Achareinim who say he can marry two wives. He can marry a vadai kshera and a vadai mamzeres. Even Tarta de Sasri is muta. That's already Shev Shmaitze work. Second, third page in the Shev Shmaitze. That's already fancy Torah already. So, min haTorah, the shtuki vasufi, a sofik mamzer, can marry either kshera or a psula. And with the rabbanon, we paskin, he cannot marry either. Cannot marry a kshera, cannot marry a psula. So So what does he do for a shidduch? He has to marry a gioris. So a mamzer is permitted to marry a gioris, and a kosher is also permitted to marry a gioris. He marry a gioris, and the children will be vaitushtuki vasufi. Even though he married the heter, let's say a mamzer marries a mamzeris, heter gomer, but the children would be mamzer. So if a mamzer marries a gioris, it's also a heter gomer, but halach achar hapsul, the Mishnah has in Kiddushin. So since one of them is a shtuki vasufi, either one is a ger and one is a shtuki vasufi, so the vlad will also be a sofik mamzer. So the Gemara calls that my loss of biyuchsin. And I tell you the din is that a sofik mamzer is mutalav of the kohol, mutab mamzer is mutab ksheir, mutalav of the kohol. And when the rabbanim we say sofik mamzer is also. So what would you say if you have a sex faker? What if you have a person who's a sofik mamzer, but there's a sex faker lahokil? It's 50-50, 25-25, 75% in the direction of lahokil. What would you say over there? You would say also sofik mamzer is also in the rabbanim? Or would you say no? Sofik is, they have one Sofik, like Sofik deraisa l'chumrin. Usually Sofik deraisa l'chumrin, the exception to the rule, the Sofik mamzer that is muta. The Rambam in the Tshuva, right, the Shev Shmaitze quotes it on the first page. The Rambam, Shev Shmaitze doesn't quote it. The Rambam in the Tshuva writes, what's his mocker? How does he know that Sveika deraisa l'kulam e deraisa? It's a Gemara, Sofik mamzer muta men atar. It's only awesome in the Rabbonim. So there you have it. The first page in the Shev Shmaitze, he wasn't aware. That's what Rabbi Chanan points out. He wasn't aware of this Tshuva Zeh Rambam. So yes, the Kash, according to the Rambam, that Sofik deraisa l'kulam deraisa. So what do you need a posik that Sofik mamzer is mutter? It's mutter anyway. So he says the Teretz is, no, Sofik mamzer is mutter to marry two wives, a mamzeris and a kshera, at the same time. That's Mimonav Shah, for sure he's doing something wrong. So that's what the posik tells you. But you look, Rabbi Chanan Asma points out, the Rambam in the Tshuva says that is his mocker. How does he know from the Gemara that Sofik deraisa l'chum is only mirabbana? He says Sofik mamzer is only mirabbana. So you see, b'fair, Sofik deraisa l'chum is only mirabbana. So usually that's not the accepted opinion. We usually assume Sofik mamzer mutam and atar, that's the exception to the rule. That's an exception to the rule. There's a Mishnah like that in Nida. The Mishnah says, dam v'loy kesem. Rabbi Akiva says, whenever the woman finds a kesem, and it's a Sofik, whether it's been amokar or not been amokar, so it's mutam and atar. That's also an exception to the rule. That's two exceptions to the rule. Are there any other exceptions to the rule? We usually assume Sofik deraisa l'chumra mideraisa, not like the Ramam and the Rai, but we assume like the Rashbo, Sofik deraisa l'chumra mideraisa, like the Ran, and Sofik mamzer is an exception to the rule, and Sofik dam and amokar is an exception to the rule. What are the other exceptions? Orlos chutzlars. If you assume orlos chutzlars halacha l'moshe misinai, so still the Gemara says kach nemar halacha that sofik orlos chutzlars is mutter. You have a few others also, a couple of other cases. We have the favorite pasuk the sofik deraisa is lekula. Usually we assume sofik deraisa lechum, and these are the exceptions to the rule. The sofik mamzer is mutter. So again, so sofik mamzer is mutter min atoira. So it's like sofik derabana lekula is mutter. But midrabbanan they made a chumre, midrabbanan they made a chumre that sofik mamzer is osur, so he treated the same as any other din deraisa. So what would you say if you have a sfek sveka l'kula? They still made a chumre midrabbanan. Even a sfek sveka is also osur anad. So you learn ksubis, the first perik in ksubis. So there's a tesis there about alman asisa. So tesis has two pshatim in the Gemara. According to one pshat in the Gemara, whenever there's a sfek sveka, there's no my loss of the yuchsin. There's no mamzeris. But it's two opinions in Tesis. So the shad is, how do we pass him? So the recent paskim writes, Rabbi Avadi Yosef writes, he quotes paskim before, he says it's the accepted opinion, the shita hamukubelis is lahakil, that the whole sofik mamzer is awesome in the rabbon, is only on one sofik. If you have a real sfek sveka, you would be mekel, sfek sveka lahakil. So that's really a major question over here. What's the nature of the heter of sfek sveka? Is it like sofik the rabbanu lekula that you have the right to be machriya lahakel? So then we say you cannot be machriya keneged cheskasisa. That's the shachan etaz. The mishnayos that say sofik yadayim lahakel and sofik maim shuvim lahakel, even keneged chazoga, that's because that's a din the rabbanu kal. But if you have a normal din the rabbanu, you wouldn't have the right to be mekel keneged chazoga. So do you say sfek sveka lahakel is also tahachra lahakel? So you can't, just like Safik Darabana Lakula, you can't be Machriya Keneged Cheska Sisir, can't be Machriya a Svek Sveki Keneged Cheska Sisir either. Or maybe I should say, no, maybe Svek Sveki is much better than that. Maybe it's like as if there was no latest Asafik in the first place. A Safik on top of a Safik maybe means it sweeps off the whole, you don't have to worry. A Safik, if you have a Safik Darabanan, it's a serious shadow, you don't know what the din is. Because the whole din is only the Rabbanan, so they allow you to be Machriya Lahakol. But over here, if you have a Svek Sveke, maybe the uptight is that there's no latest Asafik in the first place. So that's the Shaila. It could be that this is one theme in all the three Shailas. Svek Sveke, can I get a Chazoke? Is 2 days there. Amor is Mekel, but he brought a Raya that Hinktunta. So that's why the Shach disputes the Raya. It's just a one-line Pischit Shuvah. It just says, look in the Shach and Achrenim, they're not so thrilled about Amor. The Pischit Shuvah Yud Beis. He says, it's a whole discussion. That's the Machlokes. Whether Svek Sveke, can I get a Chazoke? Whether Svek Sveke with Dovish Eish Lamatirin? Dovish Eish Lamatirin, you have no right to be Mekel. Maybe Svek Sveke, Eish, no latest Asafi. Not what be machriya lahakel. No, they don't have suffering. You don't have to even be concerned about it. What you have to be concerned. Someone asked the shayla, have a pot of flesh is cooking and some milk splashed over here. Do you have to be concerned that the milk splashed on the face? Why should you be concerned the milk splashed on the place? There's no latest has suffering. The Gemara has an expression. The Mesillas Yesharim quotes it when he talks about the ears. The Gemara has an expression. Reisid the lechazin or lechashina. What are you going to be choshish? A kohen shouldn't walk in the street. Maybe there's a dead body buried underneath. Maybe when they paved the highway, maybe they paved the street. Maybe they left dead bodies there. If you heard that there was a, they told me in Chicago there's a park where it's Yodua that they had, there was a cemetery, and they took out half of the bodies and the other half they didn't take, and everybody goes in that cemetery. So that's a shaila. Is a kohen allowed to go in a cemetery or not? There's a latest asafik, but mechatesa, there's no latest asafik. We never heard that there is a latest asafik. So it could be that a sex sake, there's no latest asafik. So can I get a chazoke? You're not machriya. You can't be machriya. Can I get a asafik? Could be sex sake, no latest asafik. Dabashesh matir, and you have no right to be machriya lahakel. Maybe there's no latest asafik. And the same thing, true suffik. Mamze, hechmirim, the rabbana, my lost vilsim. But if you have a sex sake, does say that there's no latest asafik at all. So rather, we are Mekel. And the Mamzer, Chacham Avadya as a Chuvi, says, the Haskamas Aposkim Achrayinim is Lahokel. That is Svek Sveke, there is no my loss of Yuch. But the Shad is what about, we have a Morgan Avram and Hilchas Tzitzis, I think it's Simon Yud Gimel. Also, Litzo Sveke de Rabbana be Adayim. You're not allowed to set up a case Melechatchila based on Sveke de Rabbana. If it falls into your lap, if you're faced with a situation where you have a Sveke de Rabbana, so the din is Sveke de Rabbana Lekula. But to be machnis itself lechatchila, that you're not allowed to do. That's how the Netziv claimed that was the pshat in the Gemara in the beginning of Beitza, that the Gemara says you can't apply sveka darabon lekula in a dovish yesh lematirin. Just like, the Gemara says, just like so too, just like dovish yesh lematirin is not bottle, so too you can't apply sveka darabon lekula. Why just like so too? What has one got to do with the other? This is bittul and this is sveka darabon lekula. What's the connection? So the Netziv explained why. He said, there's a din, he said within Rashi, there's a din, Eim Avat HaNisa Lechatchila. So Eim Avat HaNisa Lechatchila doesn't only mean you're not allowed to mix it in. Even if the Isa fell in, who tells you to eat the whole Taruvis on Yontif? You have a house full of food. Eat the other food in the house. Your decision to eat this food on Yontif, that's a violation of Eim Avat HaNisa Lechatchila. Wait till tomorrow. You won't have to rely on Bittul Beroiv at all. Your decision to eat it today is what you're invoking the kula of Bittul Beroiv. So that's a violation of Eim Avatlan. So he says, just like Rashi learns in the Gemara, just like the Eim Avatlan is Lechatchila, so too the Magen Avram has a klal. It's in Hilchas Tzitzis, I think it's Simon Yud Gimel. Also leads to Sveka de Rabbanan B'yadayim. You're not allowed to set up the case Lechatchila. We had a Tosis said about counting Sfira during Bein Hashmashos. So Tosis said that Sfira Bizmanazeh is only the Rabbanon, so Sveka the Rabbanon the Kula, so it's permissible to count Sfira during Bein Hashmashos, and then Tosis even recommends it. They think it's a mitzvah, he the mitzvah to count Bein Hashmashos. And the Ran, and the last daf in the Rif, and Psochin quotes the Tosis of Menoch, and Samach Vav. And he says, what are you talking about? Also leads to Sveka the Rabbanon be a Dai. Why should you go out of your way, count Sfira there, wait till after Bein Hashmashos, and it'll be a Vadai? It's not right to rely Lechatchila. So that's the time of the run. Also, litzel sfeika the rabbanon lachat biyadayim lachatchila. You're not allowed to do lachatchila. So that's what the nitziv interprets within Rashi. Just like aim of atanis lachatchila, so your decision to eat the tarubis of all the beitz mayontif, that decision to eat it is constitutes a violation of aim of atanis lachatchila. So if you have a sofik and all the biyontif, sofik and all the biyarev yontif. So also litzel sfeika the rabbanon biyadayim. Wait till after havdalah. You won't have to rely. And sveka de rabban lekula, you have other food to eat. So acha tachlana bisa tachlana beheta. Your decision to eat the suffik beitzah shenol de biyontif and yontif, that decision itself is a violation of, not a violation of aim of atanisa lachatchila, there's no bitl. That's a violation of asalitza sveka de rabban biyadayim. Just like aim of atanisa lachatchila, so too asalitza sveka de rabban biyadayim. So the Nadi Bihud has a tshuva, he talks about what about sveik sveik. Is it muta litza svek sveka biyadar? Is it muta lahachnas v'satzma l'matzuv shal svek sveka biyadar? So he says it's a machlekes and rishainim and machman. He doesn't tell you where the machlekes and rishainim is. So somebody asked his son. His son wrote Shivas Tzion, Shal Tshuva Shivas Tzion. Now they want to make money. So when you want to buy Nadi Bihud, they're going to sell you three volumes. The chelek shlisha, the Nadi Bihud is the Shivas Tzion. The tshuva is by the son. They're very nice tshuvas. In the Nadi Bihuda, some of the tshuvas, a certain percentage of the tshuvas are written by his son. So the printers want to make some money, so they stick you with the third volume, which is very nice, but it's not by the Nadi Bihuda, it's by the Nadi Bihuda's son. So he has in the tshuva Shivastian, somebody asked him, your father wrote in the tshuva that it's a machlekes in Rishon. Where's the machlekes in Rishon? So he dug up a Taisus in Zvachim. There is, the way he interprets it. He says there are two opinions in a Taisus in Zvachim. So the Nadi Yehuda thinks that just like Osalitzer, aim about an Isa lechatchila, and aim Osalitzer sveka the Rabban biyadayim because it's a hachra lahakel. So too svek sveka is a hachra lahakel. So Osalitzer svek sveka biyadayim. So that means it's not whenever you have a svek sveka there's no latest asafik. It's a hachra lahakel, and the hachra is only nikan hachriya if you get stuck. So that should lead you to say that by the sveik sveika, by the mamzeris, there should be room to be machmer. So it's a shayla stiris and psak. It's a shayla, why are we makel by the mamzeris? It's mekubal ongenomen by the mamzeris that you makel when you have a sveik sveika. And over here we're machmer. Sveik sveika can I get a chazok and sveik sveika bedovashesh matirin. Here we're machmer because we consider it as if it's an osalitza svek svek of the adayim. So here we treat it that svek svek is achra lahoka. And there, benegev to mamzeris, it's only a chumra, my loss of a yuchzin. So there we're mekel. Okay, so in the achra, the psak aloche, we have sort of a compromise. It's negev aloche, let's say you have these, the Jews who came from Ethiopia. So we're not so convinced that they're Jewish in the first place. And even if they are Jewish, they may be mamzerim, because they haven't been observing the laws of Gittin. So if their Kiddushin are good, they do Kiddushi Biyo, well, whatever they do for Kiddushin. If their Kiddushin are good, and they don't have Hilchas Gittin, they don't know about writing again. So maybe any given person may be a Sofik mamzer. So the saving grace is that if you megayer them, so then you have a Svek Sveker. Maybe they were goyim and there's no dina mamzeres by non-Jews bechlal. Afin and Timsalem, whether they were Jewish, they were bevadai, some people are mamzer, but you don't know who's who. So maybe this person is nishke mamzer. It's like a sofek echa beguf, a sofek echa betarubis, which usually you don't accept as a svek sveke. But we said the other day that the Shach quoted a machloikis, the Beis Yosef, and the Dark Emotion, the Shach and Samach Gimel has 36 oisiyas. And said Kot and Samach Gimel has 36 oisiyas. And Ois Aleph in Sivkot and Salmon on page Reshon and Tes. So the Shach quotes Machlek is the Beis Yosef and the Dark Emotion, the Ramah. What's the din of Safik Echa Beguva Safik Echa Betarufis? Shenol the Shtea Svekas Bavasachas. So the Beis Yosef says the reason why it's no good, the reason why Svek Sveka Safik Echa Beguva Safik Echa Betarufis is no good is because it's Lo Nol the Shtea Svekas Bavasachas. So we already Paskin Lechumra on the first Safik, so there's no room left, so it's ready, always get Paskin Lechumra. And the Ramah said, no, that's not the reason why. You have to have Noldash Teas Fekas Bavasachas. That's a different rule. And Safik Yachat Beguva Safik Yachat Bataruvis, it can't be Mitztarf Yachat. Incommensurate Fekas can't be Mitztarf Yachat, even if it would have been Noldash Teas Fekas Bavasachas. So that's what usually we pass on like the Ramah. So Leitchik said that this Shaila is very common in slaughterhouses, the Safakecha Bekuf of Safakecha Betarubis, said his family tradition is that you can be maker like the Beis Yosef on that. That even though it's Safakecha Bekuf of Safakecha Betarubis, it is a good faker, provided no Dushteas fakers for Vasachas. There are more quotes, no Dushteas fakers for Vasachas, on page Reishon and Tes. No Dushteas fakers for Vasachas. That's what's that, Shaila?
Yes.
Is that called no dushteh sveikas bevasachas? I mean, when he walks into Eretz Yisrael, when he comes to Eretz Yisrael, you already have a suffix. You have one suffix, you have both sveikas right away. Is he Jewish and is he a mamzer? We have right away both sveikas. We're not sure if he's Jewish, and even if he is Jewish, he may be a mamzer. But as far as the issue of the mamzeris, it's a sveikas. If he's not Jewish, so there's nothing to discuss, there's no mamzeris. The Rama assumes that David Pashat, you have to have no dushteh sveikas bevasachas. This is on page Reishon and Tes. The Rama holds Safakecha Bekuf Safakecha Betarubis is no good, even if it would have been no dushteh sveikas bevasachas. Because they're incommensurate. One is Bekuf and one is Betarubis. That's a different term. But no dushteh sveikas bevasachas, that he agrees you have to have. The Vilna Gaon is not happy about that either. In Lamed Zayin, the Vilna Gaon and Ois Lamed Zayin, on page Reishon and Tes, he writes, Ken Kos of Isa Vehetta, you have to have no dushteh sveikas bevasachas. But he says it against all the Rishonim. On the second daf in Beitz on daf Gimel Amud Beis, so the Brisa said, Beitz is shenol de biyont of Asura, the Rebbe Shilu. Sveiko Asura. Nisarba Bacheris, 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 Kulam Asuras. So a lot of Rishonim understood, Sveiko Asura. Sofik Dovish Eishel Matirin, you don't go Sveiko de Rabbanu Lekula. Nisarba Bacheris goes on Sveiko. And that's a Sveiko. So they asked, why don't you say Sveik Sveik Ola Hakel? So they started giving different terutzim. So one of the terutzim was that Lo Noldush Te'as Sveikas Bevasachas. But all the other Rishonim, Rov HaRishonim, didn't give that terutz. So the Vilna Gaon says, why don't we follow Rov HaRishonim that you don't need Noldush Te'as Sveikas Bevasachas? That's his tiny King Kosevisa Veheter, that you have to have Noldush Te'as Sveikas Bevasachas. Mitzorach Iyon Frekta, he's not happy. This is very unusual. The Bir Agro usually never says a word. He always just gives marmakanis. There was the long Bir Agro, he has a lot to say. That's a gigantic Bir Agro, that's all original. Where was that Bir Agro? We had in this sinan. But that's very unusual. He had this gigantic one. It's called the Yud. It's a very gigantic one. Usually Bir Agro just gives you the marmakan. It's very rare that he's going to have what to say. In the introduction to the Bir Agro that's written by his children, so they say that they had three different notebooks from the father. So the two notebooks were just marmakimus, and the third notebook was Likutim. And the Likutim in the third notebook, that's when he gives his own hachrois. But usually the Vilna Gaon does not give hachrois. He just tells you what the marmakimus are. It doesn't necessarily imply that he's agreeing or disagreeing. Just what's the mocker for the mechaber, what's the mocker for the ramor. He doesn't tell you whether he agrees or disagrees. This is unusual, this one. This is not from the Likud. If it would have been from the Likud, we'd say at the beginning Likud and we'd say at the end dot com. This was from the original notebook, and he still gives his opinion. He says, "Vitzorach Iyon Frekta, it's against all the Rishonim. The Kol Hashak Levatari Deresh Maseches Yontiv." That's in the beginning of Beitz and the Sarva Bacheres Bacheres Bacheres. Pirush Abayin Tam. The whole thing is Bichdi. What are they discussing? Svek Svek. It's not Bevasachas. The whole thing is not Bevasachas. So why don't they just say like this to the Hefer? So he just points out, Rov HaRishonim don't agree. Yeah. What is this issue? Whether he needs Sveik Sveik and all the Shteh Sveik and Bevasachas? The Shaila is, what does it mean, Sveik HaDeraisa L'chumra? Does it mean we pasken ois L'chumra? Ois get pasken L'chumra? Or we throw our hands up, we don't know what's doing. So you don't know what to do. So the melee, you got to go L'chumra. But not that you're Machriya the Sofik L'chumra. If you hold Sveik HaDeraisa L'chumra, ois get pasken L'chumra, then the first suffix disappeared already, so there's no more suffix to be mitzarf to the second suffix. But if you say sveika deraisa l'chumra, look, you don't know what to do. Why should you say machriya l'chumra? By suffix tumah b'shus hayochid sveika tomei vadai. That's akzeres hakosav. Sveika tomei vadai ois gepasken l'chumra. But by suffix deraisa l'chumra is ois gepasken l'chumra b'toras vadai. Why should you say b'toras vadai? B'toras suffix. We don't know what to do. You don't know, so you don't know. So it's a suffix. So if another suffix will pop up later, the first suffix is still around. Suffix Rishim Imkama, I mean it'll be mitzarf with the second suffix. So So that's a machlokes harishonim. How are you supposed to understand sveka daraisa lechumra? Whether it's madaraisa or madarabon. Is it like safik tuma bishus hayachet sveka tomei vadai? Or is gepaskin sveka daraisa lechumra machriya lechumra? Then if it's noldush te asvekas zachazeh, the first suffix is no longer around, and you can't be mitzarfit to the second suffix. Or should you say, no, sveka daraisa lechumra, you don't know what's doing. So everything is totally beirimit. So if another suffix will pop up later, it will be mitzar. Cheerful topics of sveikas, yeah. We we said we're going to say a word about that Bir Agro. Yeah, we got to say over what the wrong Agro. I think we once discussed it. We may as well say it again. That long Bir Agro is Sifkat Yud, not such a Sifkatan. That's a Sifkadol. Has a lot to say there. So the Shach points out that there's a contradiction in the Rambam. There's a steer between the two Rambams. This Gemara in Maseches Vochem on Daf Ayin Dalet talks about Shtei Taruvis and calls Shtei Taruvis a Sfek Sveke. What's the example of Shtei Taruvis? Let's say Tabah Shel Avodah Zarah Shein Sarva B'Acheiros. So for some reason or another, it's not Bottom. And then one of those 10 Taboas falls into a different bunch of 10 Taboas. Now I have 11. I don't know which one is the one that fell from the Taruvis of Rishayna. And even if this is the one that fell in from the Tarubis of Rishana, I'm not so sure that the one that fell in was the Yisadikat Tabas that fell into the first Tarubis of Rishana. So the Gemara says there's room to be Mekel to consider that as Svek Sveke and Tmuta. So the Rambam quotes it in Hilchas Avodah Zarah, and he also quotes it in Hilchas Macholos Asuras, and he quotes the Dinim that a Dovish of the Minyan is not Batlach, a Tichri Liskabit, burial, leave that burial. Tichri Liskabit, Dovish of the Minyan, those things are not Batl. So what if it's one of falls into a Taruvis, and one of the first Taruvis falls into a second Taruvis, one of the second falls into a third Taruvis, then it's Mutter. So in Hilchus Avodah Zarah, he says, Shtei Taruvis. In Hilchus Macholos also, he says, three Taruvis. Astir in the Ramam. Why in Hilchus, if anything, you should be more Machmer in Avodah Zarah? Shem Chumad Avodah Zarah. So that's what the Shach quotes that Kashi from his Mechut, no, Rab Gershon, I think. I think he quotes that Kashi from Rab Gershon. Where is this? We have the Shtei Taruvis, Siv Zion. Hashivus and Shemisar Lachem, no, Siv Ches. Should be on Siv Ches. So that's the problem, the Stir and the Rambam. So the Vilna Gaon comes to answer the Stir. So he says, the Rambam is Lushita Soi. There's a machlekes, the Rambam and Tosis, why the Tabah Shel Avodah Zarah is not bottled. So Tosis writes, because you sell rings in a jewelry shop as an individual unit. You don't sell a pound of rings or half a pound of rings. So it's a Dovish of a Minyan, like a Tichroi L'Skabed, so it's a Dover Aymed Bifnei Atzma, so that's why it's not bottled. The Rambam writes a different reason why the Tabah Shel Avodah Zarah is b'mashu, the Yidbak B'yotchem U'ma Menachem, probably an Asmachtem of the Rabbanan. Now Mishum Chumad Avodah Zarah, we say that it's not bottle. So the Vilna Gaon says it makes a difference why the thing is not bottle. If you say the thing is a dava choshuv, like a chaticha roi l'skab, a dava shev a minyan, then it's considered as if it's nikar ho'isa. The reason why it's not bottle is because it's not considered a taruvis. It doesn't blend in, it doesn't lose its identity in the conglomerate. It's dava roimet bifnei atzma. Dava choshuv roimet bifnei atzma. So the Taruvis HaRishayna mid the Rabbanon is not even called the Taruvis. So the first Taruvis is the Taruvis HaShniya. So then you have to have a Taruvis HaShlishi, so that should be called the Taruvis HaShniya. Hashani came by with the Zohar. The Rambam doesn't say that you're talking about a ring that's a Dovish of the Minyan. The Rambam understood is talking about those cheap rings that they when you buy candy in the candy machine, they spit out a ring also. They sell those rings by the pound. They don't sell them individually. It's not so valuable. It's not a real ring that they sell in the store. Some cheap ring. So it's not a davar choshuv. It's not a davar shev minyan. The reason why it's b'mashu is because chumra davar zara. So it really is b'taruvis. The only thing is that mishum chumra davar zara is not batal. So the first taruvis is taruvis of rishayna. The second Taruvus is already Taruvus Hashniyah. But in Hilchas Macholos Asuris, when the Rambam quotes the Sholosh Taruvus, he's talking about a Dovish Meminyan or a Chaticha Ruy Leskaber over there. So that's not called, that's called Nikar HaYisur. That's called Ikva Yisuro. That's as if it's a Chad B'chad. So he said Chad B'chad doesn't count Minatar, it's not Chad B'chad, Minatar is Batul. But when the Rabbanon I treat it as if it's a Dovah Chashabay Med Bifnei Atzmai, it's not even considered B'taruvus. So it's not B'taruvus, so you don't have a Taruvus Hashniyah until you have a Taruvus Hashlishis. Taruvus Hashniyah counts as the first Taruvus. Taruvus Hashlishis counts as the second Taruvus. That's the gist of that part of that Birag. It has a lot more to say. That's a Harifah's Dikat part. That's the part that Rav Soloveitchik said over. That part of the Birag. That we mentioned when we were learning Dovish Yesh L'Matirin. Dovish Yesh L'Matirin loy batel only if the Yisr was set in and then it fell into a Taruvus and you want to declare that it's Mizbatel. What if the Yisr is noiled by Taruvus? What's an example of a Dovish Yesh L'Matirin? Let's say Mashkin Shezovel. I have grapes in a vat. I put the grapes in a vat on Erev Shabbos, Erev Yontif, and I put a heavy thing on top. And as it goes down, it's on a pole in the middle that has a twisty thing. And if you place pressure, so this round thing is going to keep going lower and lower and lower. So I put heavy stuff on top, put some rocks on top of the round circle on top. And the rocks are slowly, slowly pushing out the grape juice. So a lot of the grape juice came out on Erev Yontif. But then this heavy thing keeps on pushing down. And you have Mashkin Shezov in the middle of the Yontif also. So it's a Taruvus of Lach Balach. And even though you have Shishim in the Mashkin Shezov on Erev Yontif against the Mashkin Shezov on Yontif, so I should really say that it's Dov Shesh Matirin. So Dov Shesh Matirin is like Batul. I should say you have to wait till after Shabbos. So it says in Shulchan Aruch, they quote from the Machlok Zavishayim. So they say in Shulchan Aruch that if the Yisr is Nerlet B'Taruvus, then the Chumrah of Dov Shesh Matirin doesn't apply, and it is Batul. The Vilna Gaon points out that there's a Taisus in Meruba that says not so. Taisus in Bava Kamma says not so. The fellow has a Kerem Ravai, and he says, Kol HaNilkat Mizeh Yehi Mechulal Ala Moaz Halolo. So Taisus asks the Kasha, what does he accomplish by being... The Gemara has two versions, Kol HaMislaket or Kol HaNilkat. Is he's paider than at the Ravai? Is he paider than at the Ravai after the Ganav is going to steal it? He doesn't want the Ganav to be over on the Yisrael beating at the Ravai Chutz L'Yerushalayim. One Tana says, let him burn in Gehenna, but you're responsible to the guy's a Ganav. How the tail the Rosh of Yomus? The guy's a Ganav, I have to worry about him. If he's prepared to Ganav, there's no Midas Chasidus on my part that I should try to spare him from violating the Yisrael. Ben Odom La'mokim he would never violate, only Ben Odom La'chaver. But if he violates Beran Mohamed, he doesn't care about Gerim, I'm not Mukhiyev to spare him the violation of eating the netter by Chutz Livishon. And the other Tanaim said, it's Nuim, Chsidim, Tzadikim. So they were Machmer to be paided the netter of Vai in order that the Ganav shouldn't be in violation. So the Gemara has two versions. What did they say? What's the Girs in the Mishnah? They said, Kol HaMislakeit Mizeh or Kol HaNilkat Mizeh. So what is the topic? So the Gemara says, I don't want to be paid the all in Eter Ravai. I just want to be paid what the Ganavim are going to take. Whatever the Ganavim are not going to take, I want it to remain Eter Ravai. I want to bring the original Eter Ravai to Yerushalayim. So I only want to be paid. How do I know Baruch HaKodesh what they're going to steal? How do I know what they're going to steal? So I say, whatever Eter Ravai they steal, after they go home, before they eat it, should be nifta and I put aside the money. So if we say like that, that's a question, because by the time they steal it, it's going to be Eina B'shusay. So that's a machleg, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, can you be paid as something, if something is shaliv, Eina B'shusay? So Rabbi Yechanan says, you're not a full Bailam, you can't be Magdish, and you can't be Moicharit, you can't be paid in that Ravai. And Reish Lakish disagrees. So the Gemara says, there's a machleg, Satanayim, and it's a machleg, Rabbi Yechanan Reish Lakish, had a pasuk. So this Tana, if the Girsa in the Mishnah is, Kol HaMislakeit Mizeh, what it? If you say Kol HaNilkat Mizeh, after the Ganavim will walk off with the Netter Ravai before they eat it, at that time it should be Nifdeh, so then you're assuming like Reish Lakish that you can be paid in Netter Ravai even though it's Eina B'shusay. According to Rabbi Yochanan that you can't do that, so what's going on in the Mishnah? So the Gemara says, no, the Girsa should not be Kol HaNilkat, it should be Kol HaMislakeit Mizeh. whatever fruits the ganavim will walk off with, I hereby declare that it should be nifta, that netarai should be nifta 5 minutes before they steal it. So 5 minutes before they steal it, it still belongs to me. So that's Shaliyah Bishusi. But at the 5 minutes before they steal it, I don't know yet which ones it is. So that only works on the assumption that you hold Yesh Breri. If you hold Ein Breri, you can make a Halois. If you say, let the Peris become Nifda, let the Netarai become Nifda after the Ganach walks off with it. So if I want the Halois HaPidyon to be Chal after they steal it, so that's not a topic of Breri. Breri is only if you want the Halois to take effect at the time that it's Adayin Ein Mevurah. But if you want the halois to take effect at the time that it is mavurah, I say, let's say the guy buys halakech yayin min bein akusim. He buys wine that's tevel, and he says shnei lugin shani yosid lehafresh. I'm going to set aside 2% for truma gedola. I hereby declare it should become truma gedola after I set it aside. That's not a shiloh brera. At the time that I'm going to pour it into another container, at that time it will be mavurah. If I say shnei lugin shani yosid lehafresh, harein truma meyachshav. That's a Shaila Breira. I don't know which ones I'm going to pour into the barrel on Matzoi Shabbos, and I want them already to become Truma Gedola. So that's a Machlokes Yesh Breira Ein Breira. But if I say, that's what the Shagas Arya shows from this Sugi and Baba Kam, and that's Samach Des. If I say, Shnei Lugin Shani Yosid Lahafish Arehin Truma Likisha Afrishem. So then at the time the Chalosh is going to take effect, there will be Mavur. There's no topic of Breira. So that's what the Gemara explains over here. If I say, whatever the Ganovim steal, whatever they walk off with, should be nifde at the time that they walk off with it before they eat it. So there's no issue of brera, but there's an issue of Eina Bishusa. I want the pidyon to take effect at the time that the Ganovim walked off when it's Eina Bishusa. So then you're saying that the Mishnah goes like Rish Lakish. And if you want to avoid that, you want to say, no, there is no, the Mishnah does not go, the Tzlum does not hold like Rish Lakish, then you have to change the gears. You have to say, Kol HaMislakek Nizeh. Whatever the Ganovim will walk off with, I hereby declare it should become Nifda 5 minutes before they walk off. 5 minutes before, I don't know which one it is. I want the Halois Pidyon to take effect and a Dobashed and Mavura. So then you're going to assume that Yesh Breir. So Tosis is Baden and not Kasha. If the fellow says, whatever the Ganovim are going to steal should become Nifda as of now. Let's say he says like that. Whatever the Ganovim steal in the course of the day, the pidyon should take effect right now. But the peiros are growing in the course of the day. I can't be poida dovish alo boli olam. Let the peiros be nifta 5 minutes before the Ganovim walk off with it. But that's not what it says in the Gemara. The Gemara says, I'm saying, whatever the Ganovim walk, whatever peiros they'll steal, I want to be poida them as of now. So Tosis is bothered with the kasha. If he's poida them at the Ravai as of now, the peiros are going to continue to grow in the course of the day. So the rest of the peiros are also going to be netter avai. And netter avai is a dovish eshel matirin, so I feel it be elef le bottle. So the ganovim are still going to be in violation of eating netter avai chutz li Yerushalayim. The pidyon is only chal on the size of the pri that's in existence now. The rest of the pri is going to continue to grow, it's going to be vayta netter avai, so what's going to be with that? So Tosis answers, nunu, kol mash yecholim lesakim lesaknim, what can you do? Just go stand on your head. What can you do? We did the best we could. So the Ganovim are going to be in violation of Ashtika Laveira over here. The Netter Revai Menatora is really going to be bottled. And it's only Midirabbanan that it's not bottled. Because Dovashesh Matir like bottle is only Midirabbanan. That's what Tosis says. So the Shita Mukubetz says, and not Tosis Kasha, no. Even though it's a Dovashesh Matir, but it's Bol Oilam Mitaruvis. When the fruits continue to grow, so since it's Bol Oilam Mitaruvis, so there's no Chumra of Dovashesh Matir. So that's what the Vilna Gaon says. Don't you see that the Tosfos doesn't agree with the Psak and the Shulchan Aruch? So the Acharonim say, yeah, Tosfos doesn't agree, but the Shita Mekubetzes quotes this Teretz exactly on Tosfos Kasha. Where was the Siman of Dovash Yesh L'Matirin? Kubeis. The top line on page Reish Lamed Tes in my edition, Ois Tezayin from the Vilna Gaon. So the Ramos says, Kol Isa. So the mocker is exactly this. The Bir Agra says, "Mehod above a comma." That's the teretz of Tosfos Kasha. Ayn Shem Tosfos Kasha says not so. Mashu Kasev Shan Kan Nicha. According to the way the Shulchan Aruch paskens here, is far enfer Tosfos Kasha. That's what the Shita Mekubetz says there. The answer Tosfos Kasha. So you have a Ramah, and the Mechaber writes the same. Here the Vilna Gaon writes, Kamosha Mavur Baruch Haimsin Mishinchav Siv Beis. There it talks about the Mashkin Shazava. You're not allowed to drink Mashkin Shazava on Shabbos Yontav Gzeira Shema Yischot. So what's the din if I have this wine press, and a lot of wine came out already on Erev Shabbos Erev Yontav, and the press keeps on going down on Shabbos Yontav, and it's clear that you have Mashkin Shazavu that's coming out on Shabbos Yontav, but it's all bottled B'shishin. But it's a Dov Sheish L'Matirin. So the Mechaber there in Hilchas Shabbos, Shin Chav Siv Beis, and the Ramah here in Kuv Beis, in Simon Kuv Beis, and Yeridei, both say the same thing, that even though Dov Sheish Matirin is not bottled, but if it's Baloy L'Matarubis, then it is bottled. So there was a Machlekes Achreinim, what would the din be, Babalechaim Chashivi V'loy B'teili? There's a din, you're not allowed to shech Osevi Ezbeno, which Simon is Osevi Ezbeno? The Zayin or something? Simon Tezayin, you're not permitted to shecht Osevi Ezbeno B'yoy Mechor. So what if I shecht an animal? I shecht an animal, and I know this is the mother and this is the Vlad. I'm not allowed to shecht that animal today. Then the animal runs away, and it gets mixed up with another 10 animals. And I can't identify which is which. So Balachaim Chashive V'loy B'teili. So I would say Balachaim are not bottle. So you can't shecht any of the animals. That's in Shulchan Aruch. So now Rabbi Kivega quotes a Machlekes Achreinim. I have a farm, and I have also Ezbeno. And now it's already a long time. It's already half a year went by. I already forgot which one is the mother of this vlad. The mother has it by age. The older generation is over there in that corral, and the younger generation is over here. So he knows that one of the behemoths over there is the mother of this behemoth. He shechts the behemoth, and he does know which one of the 25 behemoths over there is the aim. So would you say, even though Balachaim Chashiva V'loi B'teilet, but it's Bolo Oilem B'tarubis? It's Bolo Oilem B'tarubis, so it should be Mutter? Or should you somehow distinguish between Dovash Yesh Matirin and Balachaim Chashiva V'loi B'teilet? So Rabbi Kivega quotes, this is a Machlekes Achreinim. Where is this? Somewhere in Tezayin. Somewhere in Simen Tezayin. So the Pashtus is that there's a big Svar Lachalik. That's where Rav Soloveitchik explained, there's a big Svar Lachalik. Balachaim Chashiva V'loi B'teli means that Midirabonim there's no Taruvis. Each one is Aymed Bifnei Atzmo. What's the rationale of this din in Simen Kuv Beis? In Hilchas Shabbos Simen Shin Chav over there. What's the logic that Dov Shesh Matirin Loi Bottle, but if it's Bol Olam Taruvis, then it is Bottle. Why? It doesn't make any sense. So the beer apparently is Dov Shesh Matirin, it's not right to apply. There are two dinam a bittel. There's one dinam a bittel. If you have an Iser and it falls into a Taruvis, it becomes Mutter. Iser Nepach Lias Hatter. Then there's another din. If an Iser is Bol Olam Taruvis, when it's Noilat, when you want the Iser to be Chal, this is going to have to be chal in the middle of a tarubis. The mashkin shezavu comes out in the middle of a whole container full of mashkin, have shishim against it. So tarubis prevents an isa from being chal. There's one din, if the isa is balal and tarubis prevents the isa from being chal. Then there's another din, if you have an isa and falls into a tarubis, tarubis is mevatel isa. So now these rishonim argue with the taisvus and perik meruba. The Ramon and the Mechaber, they both pass. And Dov Shesh Matirin Loi Bottle, they made a Chomer Midirabon. That's only that Bittel Beroiv doesn't work to cancel the Yisr. But the Yisr is Bala Olam Tarubis, so the Tarubis prevents the Yisr from being Cha. Prevents it from being Cha, so you're not really being Mekel on a Dov Shesh Matirin. It's not right to be Mekel to say Bittel, to take an Yisr and say Yisr Nefach Lias Hedda. But here, the Tarubis prevents the Yisr from being Cha. So this is only by Medva Mamurim if you have a Tarubis with a Dov Shesh Matirin. The Dov Shesh Matirin is a Tarubis. No one ever said Dov Shesh Matirin is not a Tarubis. It's a Tarubis. But Acha Tachlana Bis, Tachlana Be'ata, we have a reason why we don't allow Bittel. So you don't allow that Bittel, the Bittel that takes an Iser and is Mahapechet Tehetta. But there's a different thing of Bittel. Bittel, if it's Bal Olam Tarubis, the Tarubis prevents the Iser from setting it in the first place, that you can imagine. But Babalechaim Chashiva V'loi B'teili Midirabbanon, we declare there is no Tarubis. It's considered as if each one is Aymed Bifnei Atzma, like the Vilna Gaon says, it's like Ikve Yisur, as if it's Chad Bechad, like a Tarubis, Chad Bechad. So there is no Tarubis, and neither din of Tarubis applies. Normally there are two dinim of Tarubis. One din, if you have an Iser and falls into a Tarubis, Tarubis is Mevatel Yisur, Yisur Nepach Liyaseta. And then the other din is that Tarubis prevents the Yisur from, if the Yisur is Bal Olam Tarubis, it prevents the Yisur from setting in. So by Balachaim Chashiva V'loi B'Teili, there is no Taruvus Min D'Rabbanus, and neither din applies. That's the Svar Lechalei. That's where Rabbi Kevege quotes this in Machalek Zabodis Agir Shuni and other Achrayim. Whether that Svar Lechalei Bolo Adam Taruvus doesn't make sense to apply it. Okay, that's Rabbi Kevege there on Simen Tezayim Sif Yud Beis. He said, "Nele b'taru is like those sheish matir and kev kabshil chavis yoyer." Chavis yoyer says like that, and he says other achrayim disagree that there's no tsushta. That's the nekuda. That chilek is the same as this Vilna Gaon with the two taruvas, with the three taruvas that he distinguished between avodah zarah is not bottled because of chumrah d'avodah zarah, but it is a taruvas as opposed to a dovish and a minyan, a chatich reilis kabel, a double choshev, something like that. That it's not called a taruvus at all. So there you need shalosh taruvus in order to be considered shtei taruvus, in order to be considered as fekzek. Because the first taruvus, midirabban, is not called a taruvus. It's like ikva yisura. The ikva yisura can't be mitzaref to be considered the shtei taruvus. Yeah. Then you have the din of kavua. We learned this already. Then you have the din of kavua. What's the din of kavua? The pasuk says, if you murder someone, premeditated murder, va'arav lo, v'kol malo, v'kol nafesh, then you chayv misa. So what does it say? Va'arav lo, v'kol malo. What does it say? Va'arav lo, v'kol malo. So Reb Shimon says, you see from the Loshan HaPasik, this kavan lahargazeh, lahargazeh, is potter. Va'arav lo, v'kol malo. The Chachamim disagree with Reb Shimon. They say, it's not true. I tried to kill Reuven, and by accident I killed Shimon, and they warned me, don't kill Reuven, and by accident I killed Shimon. They're both Yisraelim, some chayv misin. It's kav laharagzeh, baharagzeh is chayv. Achleik is the Rambam and the Raibit had a paskin. The Rambam paskin is like Reb Shimon. And the Raibit asks, what's up this? Why did he paskin like Reb Shimon? The halacha should be like the Chachamim. Achleik is hatanoi. So then the Gemara asks, and according to the Chachamim, that there isn't such a din, it just doesn't exist. There is no such halacha. Avon is kav laharagzeh, baharagzeh. So what does it say? V'arav lo b'kam alav. Sounds like you need dafke premeditated murder for this particular person. Well, says no. Prat lazarek evan lego. If you have a group gimel vav, if you have a group of people, and nine Yisraelim and one is a nochri, I say I want to kill this one. I don't know whether that one is a Yisrael or a nochri. So the Edom warned me, don't shoot him. The odds are 9-1 that he's a Yisrael. But we know in advance that one of them is a nochri. We don't know which one is which. So that's considered as if kol kavua kemachta machta dami. They're standing still. If they're walking in a row and I say I'm going to shoot the fourth one, so that's, there's no law, it's not kol kavua. They're not standing still. It's not kol kavua. So you go basar right. So the odds are 9-1 that I'm going to kill Yisrael. So that's called hasroz vadai, and then I'll get the einish misa. It's just the machlek is a rishonim. Will I get an einish misa based on a ruba deisa? Come on, the odds are 9-1. Let's say I'm going to shoot the fourth one, and I do shoot him, and he falls into the river. We never ascertain who he was, but the odds were 9-1. So Tosfos seems to hold that you even give din in the fashis based on the ruba deisa kamon. The odds are 9-1 that he was Israel, so you get that penalty. The Rambam writes here royally that it's just not so. This the odds are 9-1. This is to determine that it should be called asras vadai as opposed to asras safek. But to give einish misa based on a ruba deisa kamon, the Rambam says he doesn't think that you give misa based on a ruba. That's something the fascist local can be. So that's a machlek is Rishon. What the case is? It means we're discussing a roif to make it into hasras vadai. We're discussing a roif to give him the einish misa based on the assumption that he killed the Yisrael. So the Gemara says if they're standing still, then you say kol kavua kamachta machta dami, and it's not a hasras vadai. And if they're walking, then there's no longer any kol kavua. So then you go basa roif, and it is called the hasras vadai. So that's the din of kavua derais. That's a din of kavua deraisa. So that's the din in Shulchan Aruch here. If you have the Gemara has the din in the first perek in Ksubis, based on this pasuk. V'arav lo v'kol malav. Why? If you own this kavla haragazeh v'haragazeh is chayev. How come it says v'arav lo v'kol malav? It sounds like you need dafk in this kavla haragoisa. Mar says, yeah, to the exclusion of such a case. Asara ben yodam and tishi Yisrael and one is a nachri. So that's kol kavua kamachta machzadam. He's learned that in this pasuk. We mentioned the Ran and the Chidush Ran and Sanhedrin is bothered with Akasha. If you hold like the Rambam, who paskins like Reb Shimon, so the Psukim are needed to teach me the din of Niskav Lahargazev, Hargazev. So where do you know that there's a din of Kol Kavua, Kamach Tzamach Tzadami? What's the Mokar? That's what the Ran here. So he says you learn out both from the same pasuk. That's a little doichik. How can you learn out both from the same two totally different dinim? It's problematic. So here in the Gemara they have this case. There are 10 butcher shops in the city. 9 butcher shops sell kosher meat, and 1 shop sells non-kosher meat. So the Gemara says, I find a package of meat in the street, and nobody, if some of the shops put a label on the package, this is from Gristides, and this is from Koltuv, Shefatov, whatever, say, no, this is the kosher, this is the trade. No one has any label on the package. So all the 10 stores are in the Suffolk. I don't know which store it was bought from. So the Gemara says, Binimtzo halochach harayv. If I find a package of meat in the street, the odds are 9-1, that it's kosher meat, so I can eat it. Then the Ramah raises the issue, but it's Basin Shem Salman Ayin. So what's the din of Basin Salman Ayin? So that's a machlokes in the Gemara, and we really paskin Basin Salman Ayin as Mutta. The Ramah paskin Basin Salman Ayin as Mutta. Basin Salman Ayin in the Gemara in Gid Anasha was a machlokes Amaroim, Ayuchoshi Shema Ha'orvim Hechli Fuhu. If there are people involved, Yuchoshi Shte Nochim Achashudim Alagezel. So maybe the Nochri took the kosher flesh and he replaced it. He's afraid he's going to get caught, so he replaced it with non-kosher flesh. And he said, the nochri is not kosher lahachis, Tosfos says in a few places, but the nochri is kosher ala gezel, a tovus atzmo. So maybe the nochri knows that the kosher flesh is healthier than the non-kosher flesh, like in recent years, after the mad cow disease. So they wrote up in the newspapers that if it would have been kosher meat, it would have never happened, because the shochet would never shecht such a sickly animal. After they wrote it up in the papers, a lot of nochem go to Jewish butcher shops, kosher butcher shops. They want them to buy dafke kosher meat. So there's a hashash. Maybe the nochri, if I had some kosher meat, and there's a nochri who has access to the place, so the nochri is not choshud to do something lahachlif lahachis. He's only choshud lahachlif when it's l'tayves atzmo. So he's over here. Let's say over here they have the hefke bin, so the nochri can take it. He doesn't have to replace it. So he's not kosher, but he's going to put his tray for salami sandwich there. Keep your salami sandwich and take the eat two salami sandwiches. Eat your tray for salami sandwich and eat the kosher salami sandwich also. He doesn't have to replace it. But if he's going to get caught, if he's a guard, he's going to get caught because I left some kosher food. So he's kosher lahachlet. Maybe he took it and he replaced it with tray for food. So that's a hashash. But if there is no person that has access, there's no nochri in the picture who's kosher lahachlet. The only thing is, it's a basish and a salman ayin, maybe harvim hechlifu. Maybe an animal came in, maybe the birds flew in through the window. So here in the yeshiva, we never have we have some mice once in a while. We have all kinds of bugs in, but the mice don't have the ability to bring packages of meat and carry back and forth. So obviously the flesh on the hefkebin, there's no orv mechlifu. There's no shayla. We don't have any birds flying around. We don't have such big animals. So Basan Salman Ayin wouldn't apply. But even if there is a concern, let's say I left it in my backyard. The backyard is locked and people can't come in. So there's no chashash of gezel hanochri. But there is a chashash orv mechlifu. So we don't make it in. We paskin Basan Salman Ayin is really mutter. Allah has quoted that it's mutter. So that's the din in the Gemara. If you have teisha chunius brachas basal shchut v'achas mecheres b'san nevela b'nimtza haloich achar harois. But what if I bought the meat in one of the stores? Sometimes I buy kosher meat for the family, and sometimes I buy non-kosher meat to feed the non-kosher workers. We have non-kosher workers, and I'm obligated to give them food. And I went shopping today, and I don't remember, did I buy kosher meat for the family, or did I buy non-kosher meat for the nochrim? So since the latest Asafik, the Safik is which store did I buy in, so that's the stores are Kavua. So the Gemara says that's a din of Kol Kavua Kamachza Machza Dami, that's considered Kavua Deraisa. The Shaila is what if I'm watching from a distance and I see the way someone went shopping in a store, he's all bundled up in the winter, I can't tell whether he's wearing a yarmulke or not wearing a yarmulke, he's wearing a hat, I don't know whether he's Jewish or God. I'm watching from a distance. And I see he bought a package of meat in one of the stores, and then he dropped the package of meat, and then he goes into his car and he drives off. And then I come closer, and then I have no way of remembering which store he bought it from. I was standing, all the 10 stores are near each other. And I was watching when he walked out of the store. It's Pirish Bifanenu. It's Pirish Bifaneinu. I was watching, but I don't remember which store. So that's Ezen Shulchan Aruch. That's also called Kavua. So that's Machlekes. Many assume that that's only Kavua Derabban. That's only Kavua Derabban. Because the suffix was only Noilad after the Nochri, after the person dropped it. When I find it on the ground, calls man that he saw, when I'm watching him shop in the store, calls man that he doesn't drop it and drive away. So there's no suffix. The latest suffix is when I find it on the ground and he doesn't show up to claim it, and now I have the suffix, was it bought from the kosher store, the treifa store? So that's like nimtza aloch acharoiv. So I mean, I heard that's not called kavua. That's called kavua derabanan. If pirish befanena, that's called kavua derabanan. Here is a famous chabiz das on this din. Let's say you have tisha chanis bochas basar shchuta bachas becheres besane beilu. The nine that sell basar shchuta, each one only shechts one behemah a day, and that's all. They sell so much flesh. Achas becheres besane beilu sells 10 behemahs. There's so many nochrim, the nochri population in the city. So much bigger than the Jewish population. So the one store sells 10 times as much flesh as all the 9 stores. Sells more flesh than all the 9 stores put together. So when you say Benimtza Haloich Acher Haroiv, you say the odds are 9 to 1 that it's kosher. What do you say? What are you talking about? The odds are 10 to 9 that it's treif, because the treifa store sells 10 times as much. It sells more treifa flesh than all the 9 stores put together. So the Chavos Das writes this Mechudish Dike. This is the Chavos Das where he has his interpretation in the Ramban. We appointed a shliach to be mekadosh nish and meisna shliach asa b'chal anashim shaboilim. The Gemara says that it's a kavua. So Tosfos says there's only a penalty for the Rabban. What kind of kavua? There's no kavua over there. And the Ramban, the Ran quotes the Ramban. No, it's a real kavua there. Right? It's very unclear what he's driving at. So the Chavos Das says, oh, the Ramban holds that Taruz ben Yodim is not bottle min HaTorah. That's how he starts. And then he goes weiter with this. That's what we spoke about. That where did the Rabbi Chanan Asma raise the question? Where did they get it from? From thin air, usually called the Tikkun Rabban, came the Raisa Tikkun. Is there any din the Raisa that this is pattern after? So that's what he said. According to the Chavos Das, ben Yodim are not bottle, that's a din min HaTorah. So this is that Chavos Das. So the Chavos Das, he starts off, this is Pshat in his Ramban, very sure. And he says, this somehow plays a role in his Pshat over here. He has, Tisha Chaniyas Bochas Basar Shchut of Achas Becheres Besar Nevela, the one store that sells Nevela has 10 times as much business as all the 9 stores together. He says, it's still, the odds are 9 to 1. So it's a teller. The Pizchit Shuva quotes the Beis Ephraim, who says he doesn't know what in the world the Chavos Das is talking about. Says he doesn't understand that. He says, if it's early in the morning, the stores open up at 9 o'clock, and it's only 10 o'clock, and they only did such a volume of business, all the 10 stores sold exactly the same amount. That's all. So then he says, the Chavos Das is right. It's the odds are 9 to 1 that it's kosher flesh. But it's the end of the day already, and we know that they sold 25 behemoths, and all the 9 stores together only sold 9 behemoths. So the odds are 25 to 9 that it's treifa flesh. He says he doesn't understand what the Chavos Das doesn't distinguish. He says, since there are 10 stores, 9 are kosher, 1 is treif, so it's always 9 to 1. He says it's only 9 to 1 kosman, all the stores sold the same amount of flesh in the first half hour of the day. So we assume they all sold the same amount of flesh. So the odds are 9 to 1. But at the end of the day, by the time comes the end of the day, so that store sold 25 nevela behemoths, and all the 9 stores only sold 9. So the rav is fakir. The rav should be that it's liyisa. That's a peladik echavadah. That's what the Pizchei Tshuva quotes. The Beis Ephraim has a tshuva where he disagrees with this Chavos Das. So Nachamal said, there's a din of kavua deraisa and there's a din of kavua derabana. Kavua deraisa, if I bought it, I went shopping in the store, and now I don't remember what I bought in the kosher store, non-kosher store, so we assume that that's kavua deraisa. Then pirish lefaneinu, if I was watching when someone bought in the store, and I was watching from a distance and I didn't notice, so that's only kavua derabanan. So then there's another din of kavua derabanan. That's a gemara in Zvachim, a perek hatarub, it's called Zvachim shenesarvo. What's a din of kavua derabanan? So that's a mishnah. If you have 10 korbanas that are kosher, and one animal is a raveh nirva mukta nevad, it's posel hakrev al gabli hamizbeh. And this one animal gets mixed in with the 10. Afila achas be'ala. If one animal gets mixed in, and 1,000 karbonas, you have 1,000 kosher karbonas, and one animal gets mixed in, so there's a chumra mederabon minatara yemakriv then, and there's a chumra mederabon and balechaim chashiv v'loy b'teilu. That's where the Gemara establishes that din based on that opening mishnah in Perek Hataruv. It's called Zoch Mishnah Sarva, the balechaim chashiv v'loy b'teilu. So the Gemara says, all right, balechaim chashiv v'loy b'teilu. It's not bottled. So the Gemara says, nichbishina dinanai. So let's take one of them. Let's take one of the animals and we'll say, holchem achar haroiv. You won't say bitl beroiv. You don't say bitl beroiv. It's a dava choshev oimim bifnei atzma. Balachayim chashiv v'loi b'teli oimim bifnei atzma. You don't say bitl beroiv. So say, azlina basaruba. The yads, one fossil animal got mixed in with 1,000 koshes. So the yads, take any one animal, say it's 1,000 to 1. The yads are 1,000 to 1. That this is okay. So the Gemara says you can't do that because that's the din midirabbanan. That balachaim, every time you're going to say balachaim chashiv v'loi b'teili, so you take one and you say holchem achar haroiv. So you can't say that. So what's the biur? Balachaim chashiv v'loi b'teili, just the din and bitl. Well, why don't you just take one? So the Gemara says no. Once they declared it's not bottle, so it's as if they said it's kol kavur kemachza. They said we treat it as if it's machza machza. Even though it's 1,000 to 1, the odds were 1,000 to 1. Midirabbanan, I treat balachaim chashiv v'loi b'teili as if it's 50-50. So once it's 50-50, so you can't even say holchem achar haroiv. Craig de Gemara, that idea of 50-50, that's only because man is standing still. We declare it's called kavur kemachza machza dami. Kavur has to be standing still. But let me nich v'shina din enaydu. Let me have all the animals roam around. Once they're roaming around, so you can't call it kol kavur anymore. So you can't say kemachza machza metzias. The odds are 1,000 to 1. And they're standing still, so there is a din to hang your hat on to. This is called the tikkun rabbanan kein. There is a tikkun when people are standing still. When you have 10 people, and 9 are Yisraelim, and 1 is a Nachri, so you say, Kol Kavur Kamachza Machza Dami, so it's a Hasra Sofik. When they're walking, so then you can't say Kol Kavur. So there's a difference on the level of the rice between standing still and moving. So the Gemara says, here also, Nich Vishina Dinanaydu. Let's have all the 1,001 animals, let's have them go in a march. Once they'll all be roaming around, then you can say, even with the stretch of the imagination of the Rabbanim, how can you say that kol kavur kemachza machza dami? But it's not kavur; it's not standing still. So vaita. So that's, let's say azlina basaruba. Then the Gemara says it's gzeira shema yikach mena kavur. We're afraid that you may not do a good job of nich v'shina dinanai. You may not do a good job of having them roam around. So Tosis in Sanhedrin Daf Pei has a gigantic Tosis, has a machlekes. The Rabbi Natam and the other Balei Tosis. Rabbi Natam says that this gzeira shema yikach mena kavur, he may not do a good job of nechvishino, of having them all run in various directions. This is only a gzeira they introduced by kochim. You don't want to be makrib pasul karbonis on the mizbeach. But if it's not kochim, if it's chulin, let's say you have an animal that's a trefa, and you can't identify the trefas, then it gets mixed up another 1,000 animals. So Rabbi Natam says nishgefelach. We'll say nechvishino dinanaydu. Let them all balechaim kozman that they're all standing still balechaim chashivi v'loi b'teili. And you can't pull out one animal and say holchem achar haroiv. That's the din midirabbanan, that you don't say balechaim b'teili, so you can't say holchem achar haroiv. You declare that it's, even though it's 1,000 to 1, you declare it's kemachza machza. You can only say machza machza when it's standing still. Once it's moving, so you can't even say with the stretch of the imagination kol kavur kemachza machza. So he says they never made the gzeira on chulin. The gzeira was only made by kochim. The only place it appears is there in Zvachim. The Balei HaTosis say it's not true. So here in Yeridah, we pass on like the Balei HaTosis. So that's called Kavur DeRabbanan. Also Kavur DeRabbanan. Whenever you have a Taruvis, which is Batal Men HaTorim, and DeRabbanan is not Batal, so not only is it not Batal, that you can't say Bitl, you can't pick one out and say Holchem Achar Haroiv, even if they're live animals and you can have them roam around. If it's dead, if it's Tabas Shel Avodah Zarah, it can't walk around. The Tabas Shel Avodah Zarah can't dance. That's what Tosis asks on the Rabbi Natam, and that the Tosis in Zvachim, they ask on the Rabbi Natam, according to Rabbi Natam, that you say always nich b'shina d'nanaydus, why is tabas shel avodah zarah? What's the problem? So they answer, the tabas can't walk. Rabbi Natam's cool is only if you have live animals. So he says, have them walk around, encourage them to walk around, so you can't say kol kavur. But tabas shel avodah zarah, what are you going to do? Roll them in all different directions. So he says that's not reasonable. So we don't paskan like that, Rabbi Natan. So that's called kavua derabbanan. Whenever you have a taruvis, which is not bottle, minator it is bottle, but the rabbanan is not bottle. So not only is it not bottle, you treat it like kol kavua kemachza machza dam, and even if you have the nechmishina denad, you have them move around, With the Rabbanon, it's no good. They say, Gzeir Hashem Yikach Men HaKavu.
You were talking about Kol Yom Yom Nasi Yil HaBeiro and Tezvan Nafar Nas. The Rebbe said that sometimes ancient Muslim Mikdash applies outside of Molech HaShavas. An example was Lagabi Bitzel. And the Bitzel Mikdash will say Bitzel Midi Raisma. So if, according to Tosos, the Shitasam, it's only, there is Bitzel and Kol Midi Rabbanon, that we don't say that it's Kavu Midi Rabbanon, so we should be able to be Master of the Kavanah Sazan Zen.
Why?
Because you have a row of, in other words, Midir Aisa, we say Ba'athayim Arbat. Just Midir Abad, we say Kavu Midir Abad. So we're talking about the Kavanah of the Mesa Mikdash.
Right. I mean, one should say Ein Shavuz Bamigdash. No, so that's what Tosafos says. A lot of times you have Gzeiras the Rabbanon. According to Rabbeinu Tam, this Gzeira is only introduced to the Gabi Korbanos. So it does not quite look cool. I mean, why over there? Why would they make it over there and other places not? I don't know. You have Steiras. You have good kashas.
This is the case of Kirshen.
Pardon me?
Why isn't the case of Kirshen Panayim?
Pirish lefaneinu means the stores are standing still. So there is a double kavua. So if I would have purchased from one of the 10 stores and afterwards I simply don't remember that I intend to buy kosher or non-kosher today, and there's no way to tell by the wrapper, so that's a kavua deraisa. From watching pirish lefaneinu, so the stores are kavua. So that's kavua, and many rishonim hold, the shakots, many poskim hold that that's only kavua derabbanan. But here where the animals are roaming around, so there's no longer kavua. It's ois kavua. So the only time you can say it's kavua if the 10 people are standing still, or the stores are attached to the ground, they're not walking around. But kolzman, the behemoths are roaming around, so the kavias was dispersed, so there's no more ois kavua. When the 10 people start to walk, so there's no more kol kavua. Okay, it's cheerful. The whole year of the day is very cheerful. Simen Kuf Yud is extremely cheerful. There's a lot to discuss. We just did the highlights. Okay, it's time for a change. Misapeches. The Shach writes that Sveik Misapeches is because you need Shnei Shemus. Tosafos writes in Ksuvos Daf Tes Amud Aleph, it's only a legitimate Sveik Sveik. We hold Sveik Sveik of the Hakel, not like the Ra'o. It's only called the Svek Sveike if it's Shnei Shemus, two different Zdodim. But if the two different ways to bring about the same thing in Eshus Ish and Ensor is Mataris Lebailo and Pitek Tano Oinesu. So it's right, it's all the same thing. Whenever the two Zdodim Lehokel, the Svek Sveike Shem Echon, so it doesn't qualify as a Svek Sveike. So the Shach says that a lot of Rishonim say that it's only considered a Svek Sveike if it's Misapeches. He says that's partial because if it can't be Misapeches, it's a Simon that it's always Shem Echon. And the Svek Sveike is only a legitimate Svek Sveike, it is Mishnei Shem. That's what's usually assumed.
The halacha of Osov Yastanoa that we just quoted with Chavis Yair in the Rav Yehuda Eger, I think the Mechaber writes there that you do move around the animals.
Oh yeah.
Why is there a difference? Why would there be a difference?
I don't know. Simit Tazayim. I don't know, that's a good question. We pass things, we don't allow with B'shem Adin and Aizim. That's a good question. He says, look, the Ta says, I discussed this question. Yeah. That's a good question. It contradicts. We don't pass like that in Simen Kuf Yud. Kasha is very good. I don't know if the Teretz is. Kasha is very good. Kasha Lee. I don't know. You've got to look, find out what the Teretz is. There in Simen Tazayin, the Mechaber Paskins like the Rabbeinu Tam. In Kuf Yud, we don't accept the Rabbeinu Tam. It's a very good question. Okay, I'm going to start Perek HaRoi.